Good day, podcast. This is Terry and Rebecca coming at you with a hot topic today. We wanted to discuss and have some dialogue about a brand new movie that's out for 2019 called Unplanned. In the movie, it gives us the opportunity in the Christian culture, in the Christian community, to have some dialogue about two opposing forces in our culture. One is Planned Parenthood versus pro-life. Where do you stand? Where are you when it comes to these two issues? In the movie Unplanned, there is some opportunity for us to explore and see just how the Planned Parenthood organization works. In the movie, it discusses a lady who has been promoted to the top echelon of the Planned Parenthood organization after having two abortions herself. But she had an issue when she found out how the abortion is actually carried out. And so she became converted and wanted to go into pro-life because of how controversial and how devastating it was to her when she finally found out how an abortion actually goes through.
And also, one of the things that we wanted to bring forth is that in the scripture in Psalms 139, because the word says, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book." And it's such an awesome thing that as we leave a legacy to our own children from one generation to another, that we value life. And during this Easter season and throughout our Christian journey, we certainly want to impress upon people the value of life. And that's why pro-life is so important. And that's why even if someone has had an abortion, we have to be able to minister to them. And when they've asked for forgiveness, that they are set free from guilt and shame, and that the Lord has washed all that away. So we have to be able to minister to those that want to keep their babies when they go through this crisis, and those that have had an abortion, that they are loved by God still.
And yes, and to understand, that's good news to understand that God is there to forgive those who have made that choice in the past. One thing in the movie that was stood out was, according to the movie, 75% of the people who go to the Planned Parenthood organizations for those services, when Christians were out praying, 75% of the people turn away and change their minds. So prayer is so very, very important. And as we're praying for those who may have already gone through this process, we want to pray for them to let them know that God's blood covered that choice, covered that decision that was made. So God is merciful. God is kind. So, you know, we're out of time, but we want to ask you guys to share this on Instagram, share it on Facebook, so we can find out what the culture, the Christian culture, is saying about the movie Unplanned. Be blessed.